It is the Nahum Segal Network. I'm with two special guests, and already off the air, we have been continuing some of the incredible soap opera-like topics that have been common when Nahum Segal, Tony Gelbart, and Rabbi Josh Fass get together. We're at the MedX event in New Jersey. We are live on the air, the Nahum Segal Network. Many of you might be listening to this on Monday morning as well. Monday, of course, a major Aliyah fair happening, a sold-out Aliyah fair in New Jersey. MedX has been around for quite a while now and has its own unique purpose when it comes to Aliyah and spreading the word of moving to Israel, specifically, of course, for medical professionals. One can only imagine, now that we are in wartime, how much more important all of this is. Tony Gelbart, a pleasure to welcome you back to the Nahum Segal Network.
It's a pleasure to
just
be here.
Just lift that
you.
Mic a drop. Great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Your role as chairman of Nefesh B'Nefesh has been quite significant and has accomplished so much over all these years, and you just keep going stronger than ever. So kol hakavod to you.
Thank you very much.
Rabbi Josh Fass, of course, he leads the...
music.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you.
I thought the music was part of the band.
I liked the background.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
But I'm like whispering.
I know, I'm so glad.
Stage instruction. Lower the music.
What can I tell you? It's Sunday morning. We've changed the clock. So already there's exhaustion out there, right?
Oh, yes.
You think you're tired from landing early in the morning. We had that whole experience of changing clock. Plus, I emceed an event last night that ended after midnight regular time. So imagine what's going on with my fast. And a pleasure to welcome you.
Thank you so much.
To the Nahum Segal Network.
Thank you.
All right. MedX is an important event, and people have gotten the gist of it already over the years, that it's designed specifically so that medical professionals in all areas. I mean, I could read all these specialties and all these professions in the medical field that are being addressed. It's endless, thank God. There's so many people in so many categories out there that need to be filled. But this year, I'd have to imagine that this has a whole new meaning, because for the last 5 months, we've been hearing about different things that the government of the state of Israel has been looking for when it comes to medical professionals around the world. How great is the MedX program that's happening today, and how much more important is it this year?
First of all, just give some context. The MedX is a remarkable concept of both innovation and embrace. The fact that you have a country that is flying in deputies from different ministries so that they can review the paperwork of physicians and paramedical and professions.
On the spot.
To license them, to have notaries, to have a pastilles here. And then have individuals job hunt for positions within different, every single hospital.
In one room.
In one room. And this is before an individual immigrates and becomes a citizen of the other country. It is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. So just the context of a regular MedX is phenomenal.
Right.
And then on top of this, we have we're doubling the amount of numbers of interest. Last year, we had 100 and something people signed, 110 physicians signed on that came to the MedX. This year, we have 240 physicians who are walking around right now processing their paperwork and looking for jobs in Israel. We're seeing doubling of the paramedical professionals here. So in the light of what's happening in Israel in the context of the war, it's absolutely inspiring. For the last few months, we've been involved in volunteer physicians coming and helping just band-aid the situation with what's happening in Israel. But now we're seeing hundreds of individuals who want to move there permanently, which is, for me, is extremely inspiring.
Tony, how would you describe the volunteer effort of the last 5 months, all the doctors that have come in and have filled such important roles?
I think it's remarkable. I think it was just the Jewish people around the world volunteering in so many different aspects, so many different ways. And then you have people who are professional doctors who have their patients, and they're in surgery, practicing. And they're doing whatever they're doing, and they drop everything. And they say, I'm going to stop. I'm going to make any money. I'm not going to do anything. I'm putting my life on hold here, wherever I was. I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to a war zone, and I am going to help my Jewish brethren. That's the bottom line. So what more can you say? Hundreds and hundreds of doctors did that in all aspects of, you know, the medical professional doctors, from trauma to what have you.
Right.
And it was remarkable.
In the beginning, I remember they weren't even sure exactly which specialties they might need desperately, which they wouldn't. But you have to admit that those in emergency medicine really came through. I mean, for obvious reasons, that whole category was robust, and that whole category was filled by so many who came from North America to Israel.
And every week we would see different requests from the Ministry of Health. We were able to almost track the war week after week, looking at the professionals that they needed.
Right. How many of the people do you think that, because you've doubled, as you said, the number of participants today, some of these people are not just seeking employment or have this, you know, vision of being, you know, on the front line, so to speak, of the medical profession in Israel. Some of them probably have been inspired by the war, like many other people from many other backgrounds, to just get to Israel as soon as possible, bring their families there as soon as possible.
I think the war has crystallized this visceral connection between individuals and their homeland. And we're seeing it throughout all the states in America. And I think it's going to hit every single professional as well. And when we see it with teachers and high tech, we're going to also see it in the medical field as well. And that's why I think we see this explosion of numbers today as well.
All right, so I have in front of me 16 medical professions that are being represented today, the medical specialties, 30 of them or so, all the different medical institutes of it. I didn't realize there were this many medical institutions in Israel, frankly. There are a lot.
There are a lot.
It's a small state.
And they're
a
here.
Lot of,
and they're here.
And, yeah, and they're all here, right? It's just amazing. So this is, I mean, obviously these are the resumes of today's participants, right? When I'm looking at these 28 medical specialties, either the people, how many of them will be filling positions that these institutions, the medical institutions, which list is in front of me, are desperate to have? It's not just emergency medicine. There's plenty of others.
We'll know by the end of the day. Right. Each of the hospitals and each of the medical clinics came with a list, a want list of who they need.
Were some of those lists long?
Some of them are.
I'm just wondering, seriously, if
some hospitals
like
are
three or four, or an institution really is looking to fill 20 different positions?
Oh, it depends which hospital. It depends if they're...
But there are some 20s?
Oh, yeah. There are some hospitals that are adding wings, adding departments, adding specialties. There are some hospitals in the periphery up north and south that, because of certain laws that are changing in Israel on the acceptance of certain foreign medical degrees, they need to restaff and restock their entire professional staffing. So they're going to be looking and grabbing as many people as they can today and incentivize those physicians to move to the periphery.
They'll make it worth their while.
They'll make it worth their while.
Which may not even be necessary with the spirit that people have to just
there's
get
a pioneering
there,
but, spirit that's going to bring the people and land them. There's a question is, where do they start working and where do they start contributing professionally? And that is whether or not we make that shidduch a match between the hospitals and clinics today with the physicians.
The two of you have been here since early this morning. Have you seen people schlepping around their degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember last year, that was one of the funny parts of the whole thing, that people would actually
they have to bring
their portfolio
original,
with them.
They're taking their diplomas off the walls and bringing them in with the glass and everything.
Yeah. Tony's describing exactly what it is. And I interrupted you. You wanted to add something?
Oh, I was just going to say that it's kind of like a perfect storm in a good way, bad way, whatever you want to, however you imagine it. But there's a critical shortage of doctors in Israel. So somebody coming in and saying, look, I'm a physician here, this is, he's going to have a pretty good choice of where to go, you know, and what he wants to do. So that's also something, because you said there's somebody who has 20.
Right.
Could be, you know, wherever they want to go. You know, it's a critical, critical shortage. Of physicians. So they're going to have the opportunity in Israel.
We've discussed, and obviously both of you had a role with lone soldiers, even outside of North America, who've had, you know, this challenge of being in Israel at this time and serving Israel at this time. We should also point out, just for a moment, even though this is a MedX event, obviously for people from this area and other parts of North America, because I'm assuming people flew in from other areas of North America, but there are doctors from around the world that have participated in all of this during the last 5 months.
Absolutely. We have a doctor here who just came back a week and a half ago from Gaza, who was fighting as a volunteer. I mean, being a medic as a volunteer, and he came back, and he's now being processed for Aliyah.
And you're talking about... You're talking about internationally.
Correct.
He's
in this area?
So, yeah.
Right, because my point is, as you mentioned to us last time, that you've met doctors from Europe. You've met doctors from everywhere.
Yeah, yes, I'm sorry. The volunteer. I'm sorry. I'm looking at all these doctors passing. We've seen individual volunteers, remarkable volunteers from around the world.
I still love the story about the doctor who felt he had to sleep in the hospital, and that was someone from Europe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, unbelievable. All right, major announcement. It is now Sunday. We're at MedX. This is going to be happening all day here in New Jersey with Nefesh B'Nefesh. If you're listening on Monday, Monday's obviously a replay of the conversation, but it's also the day we can remind you that later today there's going to be what is now already a sold-out Aliyah fair, which is amazing that people from New York, New Jersey, and beyond are going to be investigating Aliyah in general. But there's a major announcement that we must discuss during this conversation. And that is that at 1 o'clock today, if I have this correct, there is going to be a ceremony, a signing ceremony, and the establishment of the International Medical Aliyah Program. Sounds to me like you're formalizing a lot of what we've been discussing this morning. Tell me about it.
For the last several years, we've been having and executing this MEDICS and bringing around 100 to 115 physicians every year from North America. Because of the medical shortage or the physician shortage or impending shortage that's going to get worse, as what Tony just referenced, the government of Israel asked us and deputized us to be in charge of all physicians from around the world to have MEDICSes throughout the world. So in a week, we're going to be in London. At the end of March, we're going to be in France. We're going to duplicate exactly what you see here in France, March 31st. So we have the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Immigration and Absorption working with us for months on creating the scaffolding of bringing what we've brought to America, the North American concept of MEDICS, to around the world. So for us, it is a leap, a stratospheric leap of growth for this organization, because for the first time, we're really exiting North America, and we're doing it with partners of the Jewish Agency, the ministries of the government and the health ministries, and we're all working together to create this platform to bring around 400 physicians a year. Our plan is 2,000 physicians over the next 5 years. They'll give the state of Israel the ability to jumpstart and recalibrate their system to have more medical school students, to have more degrees accepted and reviewed, to have more places of residency and internship. The government needs a five-year buttressing and support, and they've asked us to give them that solution. So for us, we are honored and privileged and humbled by the fact that they came to us and asked us to leave the North American field and to add other countries. For us, it is an incredible opportunity and a huge, huge responsibility.
It'll go beyond England and France? It'll go beyond that at some point?
We've hired staff that's
all over the world. I mean, in all seriousness, I'm not joking around. Will there be a Moscow MEDICS one day?
We're hiring Russian staff. We won't be able to do a MEDICS there because of certain legalities, but there'll be plans. So that each country will have its own scale, whether or not they have a huge MEDICS like we see here, but the infrastructure and the staffing is in place. And when you come next to Israel, you'll see we've opened up a new facility as well. We opened up another office that's staffing the entire, this IMAP, this International Medical Aliyah Program. So it's a huge growth leap for this organization, and very honored that we are taking on this responsibility.
Wow, what does this say about the two of you and the entire organization? I mean, your staff is, I mean, just think about it.
A lot more traveling.
No, I get that, but when we first started this, I mean, who would have dreamed that you'd be representing Israel in this desperate, and I'm using the word carefully, but a desperate initiative to get more medical personnel to the Holy Land? And now you're the leaders at it. And not only are you the leaders, you're being recognized as the leaders by the Israeli government.
Look, when you identify a problem and you can figure out how to have a solution to that problem, it's a win-win for everybody.
Right.
And bottom line is, there's new medical schools opening up in Israel. They need a five-year window to graduate some new medical students and new doctors. We're going to give them that five-year window. And we're doing that with the partners of the Ministry of Health, as Josh was saying, Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Immigration, and everybody else under the sun who's willing to help and work in this program.
And I'm assuming both those departments will be represented at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're flying.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
Ministers
literally.
Who are here.
Ministers, yeah.
Some of whom we're actually going to meet during this broadcast, so I shouldn't be that surprised about it. Well, this is amazing. Anything about the European thing worry you? Like, I mean, the language, I guess there's no such
thing. The language, it's interesting. We're going to be in France in 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks, yeah. And we're going to have a translator that's just going to escort the two of us so that we could actually communicate to individuals.
Right.
And
because the MEDICS will be in French.
Obviously. Correct. Everything you see here.
Translated to French.
It's going
to
look exactly like
the
this.
Same thing.
But just in French.
Thank God, London. At least they speak English. Yeah. Although the nuances may be a bit different.
Yes.
But, hey, look, you know, South America, South Africa, wherever we go, we'll
now,
you know.
Would they allow you into South Africa? And I say that because all we hear about is how there's an official, almost an official reluctance.
We are using
our paperwork for Aliyah.
We're relying on our dear partners at the Jewish Agency to help us with legalities in each different country. They're really rolling out the red carpet for this program.
So South African Aliyah has this reputation now of being so slow, it could speed up with their help.
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
So it's giving us tremendous also muscle within the Knesset for advocacy and lobbying for certain changes because the government's coming to us to bring the solution. So if we're coming with a solution, we also have certain demands and certain needs that to create a successful program, there needs to be a quid pro quo as well within the government agency.
What's important here is each partner is doing what they do best.
Right.
So the Jewish Agency is doing what they're doing. Minister of Health, Minister of Immigration Absorption. We're doing what we do. And it's like a piece of the puzzle. Everyone's got a piece. You put it together and it's a beautiful thing. Right. So that's the bottom line. It's really, it's a work of art as far as I'm concerned, getting everybody together for the first time and making everything happen. Yeah. And you see it here.
Today will be emotional
yeah.
because we've been working not only for 6 years of creating the MedEx, but
yeah,
for...
this is not a five-month thing, folks.
No,
this is 6 years, but also months of intense negotiations and speaking and creating the construct and legalities of it. But also, I think, being in France on March 31st, our first duplication of the MedEx on foreign land, right. if you say.
Not just that. I think it's a foray into an area that's been...
Yes.
The target of anti-Semitism, blatant anti-Semitism.
So for us, I think that will be a very emotional day for us to see our brand in a different country.
And not to jump ahead, but you know how my head works sometimes. It's almost impossible not to believe that all this in additional countries, what you're doing with MedEx in these countries, is not going to lead to a general Aliyah infrastructure in these countries. It has to be, right? I mean, one would have to assume. But I am putting the cart before
Thank
the horse.
You. We have a lot of work to do over the next 5 years.
Understood. And wow, wishing you Hatzlacha Rabbah, to say the least. Just unbelievable. Mazal Tov, as the International Medical Aliyah Program, I guess we could say today, becomes official. And pretty cool, by the way. It's not being signed in Jerusalem. It's being signed at MedEx. There's something, you said emotional. There's something significant to that.
We insisted.
That it be here.
We felt... Yeah. We felt you shouldn't be signed sterilely in an office.
Right.
We should sign it at
where it's happening.
The mothership.
Right. This is where it's happening. Was born.
Exactly.
This is actually
the debate was whether or not we sign it in France or here.
Right.
But I think it's on our own turf as a sense of what gave birth to this concept.
Correct.
I think it's smart to do it here.
But there's something also just to, if I can add something, go back just a little bit. MedEx has been around for several years now, right, in the U.S. And because of that, we've had experience with bringing medical professionals and doctors on Aliyah to Israel. The war broke out. And this is where I think the most remarkable thing is. Everybody wanted to volunteer, but they didn't know where to volunteer. Right. Where's the sign-up sheet? Right. Well, anyway, there finally was a sign-up sheet between us, Nefesh B'Nefesh and the Minister of Health. And I just want to mention, just because hundreds were actually utilized or able to get there, there were thousands and thousands of Jewish physicians and medical professionals from around the world who wanted to jump on a plane and come to Israel. That is what I'm talking about. That's the Jewish people. When they need it, they get it together.
And the majority of them did it for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time.
Absolutely.
Or
I think it was remarkable.
That's a beautiful point. We often forget it. We herald the 200-300 people who came, but there were thousands who were willing to, on moment's notice, jump on a plane and leave their practices.
I remember my first trip to Israel. You were inundated. With people who just,
I was getting call after call after call. About, hey Tony, I want to go. Come on, I'm your buddy. I know you. Are you? I know who you. Let's go.
And the ones who were in specialties that were needed felt like they hit the lottery.
Well, you know what?
It came.
Do you know how many? We had so many volunteers that came down to this. Let's say you have two, trauma surgeons. I'm making this up. It's not reality, but this is basically what happened. Two trauma surgeons. They're both graduated from the same medical school. They both had the same degrees. They both were the same age. They both walked the same way, talked the same, did everything else, but one knew Hebrew and one didn't. And who's the one they're going to take? The one who knows Hebrew to come over. That's how close it came. That's how many volunteers we had. So you have to applaud the Jewish world and coming together.
Yeah, you've learned a lot about the Jewish people over the last few months, haven't you?
More than you can imagine.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And you
everyone
know,
has.
And you knew a lot to coming into this whole thing. But we've certainly learned a great deal.
Well, this afternoon we've invited the volunteer physicians in the tri-state area to come and to toast them.
How many recognize? People will be here?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool. Then
we'll see.
A lot came from this area.
A lot came from this area.
Just personally, I would land in Israel, be at baggage claim, and there'd be doctors taking off weeks. I mean, we're talking, as you said, we're talking about people who have practices that are really, really active.
I'm not sure people are going to come here because they want to be recognized. They want to come here to tell their stories right. to the other physicians. That's what I think.
What
and to celebrate, yeah.
Or
I
mean, motivated that they want to make Aliyah.
They know, absolutely. For sure.
I thank both of you very much. Mazal Tov, the International Medical Aliyah Program becomes a real program with the signing this afternoon. And best of luck. Those of you listening on Monday, there is an Aliyah Fair that's happening. It's a sold-out Aliyah Fair that's going to be happening. It's also pretty promising news that it's a sold-out event, a regular Aliyah Fair. In the
As of Friday morning, we had 1,100 registrants.
On a weekday?
On a weeknight.
A weeknight, right.
Yeah. 1,100 people. It's unbelievable.
I could ask you the question I've been asking you for years. How do you explain this? But I think at this point we know the answer, especially after this last 5 months. I think we know the answer. Tony Gelbart, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Rabbi Fass, thank you.
Always it's a pleasure.
Pleasure, Yedidi.
Always a delight.
And it's thank so, you. I'm honored to be here. And
you're the first
you're the
person
first one to know anything. To tell.
We haven't talked to anybody.
No one.
Six
Zero.
Months of closing our mouth. Not
secrecy is important when it comes to this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to delete this interview. At 1 o'clock, you're going to.
Nah, we're not giving anybody enough time to do any damage with this one. It's a great story, and it's going to remain a great story. Thanks
Thank
to both
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, our dear
More
friend.
Coming up. We are at MedX. That's right, folks. MedX. You know what it is. We've explained it, and it's a pretty significant event, and plenty more coming up. We have special guests who are going to be joining us if, in fact, you keep it right here at the Nachum Segal Network.